Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it, and the report in the Rules and Bylaws Committee has been adopted.
Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison says changes made to the DNC presidential primary calendar elevate the diverse communities at the heart of the party. The DNC approved a plan to replace Iowa's caucus with South Carolina's primary. Nevada and New Hampshire would go next on the same day, followed by Georgia and then Michigan. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the latest jobs report shows President Joe Biden is delivering results for the American people.
It's a good, strong report. It shows that, 12.1 million jobs have been created since President Biden has taken office.
Biden is expected to devote much of his second State of the Union address Tuesday to jobs, inflation, and efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. The jobs report showed the unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in more than 50 years. Americans for Prosperity, the donor and activist network fueled by conservative billionaire Charles Koch, says it will oppose another campaign by former President Donald Trump.
Now more than ever, we need a strong, principled freedom movement.
Trump has already announced his bid, but many Republican donors say they're frustrated by disappointing midterm election results for Trump-backed candidates. A Washington Post ABC News poll finds Americans have little interest in a Trump-Biden presidential rematch. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey tells NBC News that a policing reform bill could pass the current Congress, despite a lack of interest from some Republicans.
And we are a nation right now that should set the global standard for professionalism policing, and we are falling short of that to the horror of more and more Americans.
A new survey shows an overwhelming majority in the U.S. wants policing reform. The Department of Justice will conduct a review of the Memphis Police Department following the death of Tyree Nichols at the hands of five officers.
Your China right now are in a sort of a low-stake confrontation with a very high stake at hand.
Hudson Institute China Director Miles Yu says current U.S.-China relations are so tense that any incident could ignite sharp friction. Navy divers are gathering pieces of what the Chinese say was a weather balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Lawmakers from both parties have questioned how the balloon was allowed to pass over the U.S. Election security experts say problems with the devices used to maintain registration lists have helped spread election conspiracy theories. Technical problems cause significant delays for voters in California, Ohio, and Michigan. There are no national security and reliability standards for the devices, but observers don't expect the standards in time for the next election. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.